You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning, San Diego. This is Juan Acosta, guest hosting one more time for Dr. Marvin. He was out of town and asked me if I would do the show, and I said, of course, I would love to come and show the people of San Diego a cool little experience about how to feel better anytime that they're going to the dentist. So my name is Juan Acosta, and I work with dental patients to help them relieve anxiety about going to the dentist, help them relieve their gag reflex, help them with fears and phobias such as fear of the needles, and just in general, provide them a natural approach to fixing their ailments and to going to the dentist without having that care and that worry. So this is sponsored by Center for Natural Dentistry, where Dr. Marvin works. And if you have any dental questions or anything like that, please direct them to them. However, today we're going to be talking about a mind-body approach that helps us control sort of our thought patterns so we feel better, so we take better action, so we get the results that we want. And if you have any questions, please give us a call at 1-866-K-PRAISE. That is 1-866-577-2473. I'd be happy to take your questions on air. We'll hold them for a minute, and then they will patch them to me, and we will answer your questions. Now, today I want to talk to you about this mind-body approach and how do we actually go about feeling better about anything. Just any time that that something happens that maybe takes you off your game, maybe takes you in a direction that you don't want to go, you're getting the results that you don't want, it's most likely because you're having thoughts that are not empowering, thoughts that are taking you away from a good feeling, away from taking a good action. And I want to talk to you about something that is an association to a positive feeling. It's called an anchor. And if you remember the story about the Russian scientist Pavlov, who trained his dogs that by ringing a bell, the dogs would come and he would feed them. He would ring a bell, the dogs would come and he would feed them. And he did that so many times, he did that repeatedly, till by a few repetitions later, he would ring the bell and the dogs would even just come and start salivating, start creating that emotional response without even having the food in front of them. It was just connected that the ringing of the bell created the salivation. So in humans, we can do essentially the same thing. If you think about something that you've remembered for a long time, let's say a song, you know, one of those things that you say, oh honey, this is our song, or maybe a picture or a smell, something that reminds you of something else. Those are the types of associations that I'm talking about. So that if you ever catch yourself feeling badly, if you ever catch yourself in that state of anxiety or depression or whatever, you can sort of push this trigger, sort of push this button that instantly helps you to relieve great feelings and bring up great emotions inside. So I'm going to teach you how to do this association. I thought it would be really neat to give you a cool experience, something that you can take away with you from the show today. And it is a skill. It is not magic. It's something that may seem magical when you do it and it works and you notice it, because every time you notice it, it becomes better and better. But it's not magic. It's something that you actually have to work on, have to do yourself and put an effort to actually get it done in order for you to know it. So let's begin right now by creating an association to something that you absolutely love. So think about anything that you like, something that you enjoy doing, people that you enjoy being with. You know, it could be an outing, it could be a sport, it could be a family event, anything like that. Just put yourself in that moment. You know, just remember how good it feels when you are doing that, when you are performing that activity or participating in that activity or anything like that. Think about that and put all the details that you can onto it. Imagine all the things that you see around you, all the people that you see around you, if there are people. Imagine all the things that you hear, you know, the sounds that are around. Remember the feelings that gives you, right? That feeling of whatever it is, satisfaction or confidence or just relaxation, happiness. All those feelings that image, that activity brings to you is what I'd like for you to think about right now. So put yourself in that state of mind where you're just thinking about all these great things that are happening, all the things that you're grateful for, all the things that just make you smile, all the things that make you laugh, the people that you love, the things that you enjoy. And when you're feeling all those really, really strong, just pay attention to where in your body that feeling is. You see, emotion is just energy in motion, right? E-motion. And what happens is that if there is no motion, then there is no feeling. So pay attention to where the feeling is inside. Notice it. Sometimes it's in the chest. Sometimes it's in the stomach. Sometimes it may be in the throat. Just kind of pay attention where it is. It may be moving. It may be moving in a cyclical way. It may be moving up and down. I don't know. It's different for everybody. But just pay attention to how feeling this good feels inside your body, what it actually does to your body. And notice it, if it's cyclical, pay attention to where it starts and where it continues to and how it goes back to the same place. Notice in which direction it's moving. And notice that if you move it faster and faster, if you actually actively work on moving it faster and faster, you can do that and you feel even better. So let's do that right now. Think about all the great things that we were thinking about just a minute ago. The activities, the people you love, all the things that you really enjoy, and just let those feelings build up inside and notice where that feeling of like, that feeling of really enjoying, that feeling of feeling great is inside. Notice it and make it spin or move a little faster and a little faster in the same direction that it's moving. You can make it move and move and move and move, and the faster it goes, the better you feel. The better you feel, the faster it goes. It's cyclical. Now, when you're feeling really good, when you have a big smile on your face, you're showing all your teeth, and you're just really enjoying the moment, go ahead and tighten up your right fist. Just tighten up your right fist, nice and tight. Pay close attention to all those feelings. Look at those feelings in your hand. If you actually looked at that fist, imagine that all those great feelings that you're having, all that great emotion that we've been working on, is now on your fist. And as you look at those, you can notice that you have them there. They're there for your taking at any time that you choose to. So go ahead and relax that fist and just let those feelings go away for just a moment. And think about this. This is what I'll do. I'm supposed to make you change your mind a little bit so that you'll get out of that state, and then we'll come back and create that association even stronger. So what I'll do is say here, text me. If you like a free audio program, I'm going to send you just a 10-minute audio program that is called a reset button. So even if you've had this before, even if you texted me before and received an audio from me, this is actually a new one that I just recorded, and it's a lot of fun. It's something that helps you sort of reboot your system, kind of take like a power nap, and it's just 10 minutes long. So text me your name and email to 858-461-9861. That's 858-461-9861. Text me your name and your email, and I will send you a free audio program that helps you reset your system, take that quick power nap without really taking a nap. It's really a fantastic tool to have. All right, let's go back to that association. Think about one thing specifically. Now, the last one we did was very broad. We had a lot of things that you liked, a lot of things that you loved, all put together. For this one, let's think about something that you like specifically, one thing that you really love. Let's think about maybe an activity that you enjoy, something that you can get lost in doing. You know, one of those things where you start doing it, and then it could be 4 hours later and you're thinking, oh, well, we just started playing, right? I'm sure you have some of those activities. So think about one of those and put it inside of your mind and start spinning it. Start spinning it in that same direction. Notice what that activity does for you, paying attention to all the things you see, all the things you hear, all the things you feel that remind you that is that activity, that actually give you a clue, hey, this is the activity that we're on because it feels so good, right? So think about those feelings, think about feeling so good doing that activity, whatever it is for you, and just imagine all the details. Look at the things, hear the things around you, and feel those sensations inside your body that let you know, wow, this feels really great. And allow those feelings to spin or move in the same direction that they are, faster and faster and faster and faster. So that noticing that every time that you make it move faster, it makes you feel better. And the better you feel, the faster they move. Like I said, it's cyclical. And once you're feeling really fantastic, once you have all those feelings inside and you're just pumped up, you're excited about this activity and just loving the moment, go ahead and tighten up your right fist one more time. Nice and tight. Just hold it tight for a moment. Hold it. hold it. Look at that fist and look at those feelings. Look at that emotion inside your fist and notice how good it feels. And now go ahead and release your fist and just relax. Now go ahead and think about your phone number backwards. All right, that's enough. You don't really have to think about it too much. Don't need to know your phone number. All I need to know is that if you want to ask me any questions live, you can do so by calling 866-K-PRAISE. That's 1-866-577-2473. All right, going back to that association, this is, like I said, something that requires repetition, right? Pavlov didn't ring the bell and the dog started salivating immediately. It's something that required a few repetitions in order for it to become effective. The other thing that will make it most effective is if you are able to create a really strong emotional state, what is called a peak state. So maybe think about this time something that reminds you of happiness, maybe a song. You know, there are a lot of those songs that really pump you up, that are really just the right tempo for you, for your style, for your taste. And those songs just make you feel good, feeling pumped, feeling ready to go, feeling excited about life. Think about one of those songs, and it may be something else for you. Just think about something that brings that feeling. But for now, I'm going to focus on a song. So think of one song, something that maybe is really upbeat, really gets you going, really gets you excited, or reminds you of something that you love from the past, reminds you of some great event that you lived, that you enjoyed. One of those songs, and just pay attention to that song. Imagine that song playing inside your head. You can maybe even hum it a little bit, if you will. Nobody's listening. It's okay. Go ahead and hum it out a little bit. Just kind of get really in the mood of that song and notice what feelings that song brings you. Notice inside if it's in your chest, your stomach, your throat, anywhere in your body where those feelings are, those feelings of excitement, of being ready to go, of being excited about life. Those feelings have that movement, that emotion. So think about that and make it spin or move faster and faster and faster. The faster it spins, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the faster it spins. It's cyclical, remember? So when you're feeling really good, really strongly about that song, and you're just, maybe by now you're just yelling it out and everybody's looking at you like you're crazy, well, that's the time to do it. So go ahead and stick out your hand, tighten up your fist nice and tight one more time. I'm feeling so good. Look at those feelings inside your fist and notice how good you can feel at any time just by tightening up your fist. Just by tightening up your fist, you can let all those feelings bring up and notice that it's not just these feelings. Now it's the feelings that are joining up the feelings that we were building on before. The feeling about that activity that you love and the feeling of all the great things that make your life so great. So looking at those feelings in that hand, just notice how they build up and build up. And every time that we put something in there, that hand is just becoming stronger. So at every time that you want to feel this great, you just tighten up that hand. Now, let's talk about how you can actually use this in your daily life. Because, yeah, it's great now that you know that you can tighten up your fist and you'll bring up all these great feelings. But how can we actually help use it to get through challenges, to get through limiting beliefs, to get through fears and things like that? Well, things that are negative or perceived as negative, such as a fear, such as anxiety, such as a bad habit, those are things that happen in a pattern. There's always a sort of pattern to things where you'll notice, okay, every time that I take out the trash, I feel angry. Okay, so your pattern is every time that you take the trash, you feel angry. So once you realize that that's the pattern, once you're aware of that, which is obviously your job to just pay attention to yourself and decide what is it that's making me this angry, then you know that every time that you take out the trash now, when you're taking out the trash, as you notice yourself becoming angry in some way, you just tighten up your fist and you remember, you know what? Life is actually pretty great. I have all this excitement. I have all this happiness. I have all these things that are just fantastic about my life. So tightening up that fist at the moment where you notice that pattern emerging. Yeah, so I'm not saying break the pattern, but by not taking out the trash. I'm saying take out the trash, and when you notice that the pattern is about to take effect and you're about to become angry, then you tighten up that fist nice and tight, noticing those feelings come back. And as soon as you tighten up the fist, you're feeling just in the same way that you're feeling them right now when you think about them and you notice them spinning or moving in whatever direction they are. So Let's go back to doing one more of these associations, because again, repetition is what's going to make this skill really valuable and is going to make it stick for you. And let's start now by thinking about somebody that you love, maybe somebody that loves you as well, but somebody that you love unconditionally, somebody that you absolutely could spend all your time with. Well, I know there are people in your life that you love that you can't spend all your time with, even though you love them so much. So let's not do that. Let's do that about something, somebody that you love, somebody that you really enjoy, somebody's company that you really enjoy that you want to spend time with. Okay. And imagine your time with them. Just imagine a moment with them where you were really happy, really ecstatic to be there. And it was just one of those really good moments in time. And as you think about that, you can put all the details. You might even be able to hear what this other person is saying. You might be able to feel all those sensations, all those feelings and emotions inside that this person or this interaction with this person is bringing to you. And then you can also see all the things visually that are there. You might, you know, be able to see this person, see even what they were wearing that day. You might be able to look at yourself and see what you were wearing that day. So think about that experience, that one moment in time with this person that you really enjoy. And just put yourself in that space, put yourself in that mental place where you are back again with this person and you're just thoroughly enjoying your time with them. And as you notice those positive feelings inside, allow them to spin or move a little faster and a little faster and a little faster. The faster they move, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the faster they move. And notice, as those feelings become stronger and stronger, that if you put them in your fist, go ahead and tighten up your fist, you can keep them there for your use at any time. So look down at your fist, notice all those great feelings of that unconditional love, that moment that you're truly enjoying with this person, that emotion inside is what I want you to put into that fist. So allow it to travel down your arm if you have to, and then put it in your fist nice and tight, knowing that any time from this point forward in your life that you want to tighten up that fist, it will easily remind you of those feelings. All right, now go ahead and release your fist for a moment. And since this is something that is a skill, what happens? How is it that people become good at skills? People become good at skills because they practice them. Right? So I'm going to give you some homework. So if you're truly committed to feeling this great all the time, then the homework will be really easy for you. Now, if you're not truly committed, then, you know, the homework is not for you. Here's how you do it. Throughout your day, anytime that you want to, just set up a scheduled alarm just to remind you that says, tighten up your fist, or, you know, your association, or whatever word, whatever reminds you of actually using that tightening of the fist. I do this thing on my calendar that's 5 minutes of mindfulness. So I have a calendar alarm set that goes off at noon that says 5 minutes of mindfulness, and I have it going off 2 hours before. So when it goes off at 10, it reminds me, okay, I have to practice 5 minutes at least of just mindfulness, you know, just sitting down and just being for a moment and taking in whatever that brings me, you know, sort of a moment of meditation, if you will. And so I have an alarm set for that. And then at noon it goes off again. So it gives me basically two tries it gives me two times to feel that great. It gives me two times to enjoy that same feeling. I think we have a caller. That's why I was kind of taking off my game a little bit here. Just, all right, who's this? Hello.
Hi, this is Fabio Ortiz.
Fabio Ortiz, welcome to the show, Fabio Ortiz. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. So, Fabio, tell us a little bit about what you're calling about.
I'm a clinical and medical hypnotherapist here in Miami, Florida. And I think, like you mentioned, I focus on pain management and working with dentists and with doctors. And I was listening to your show and listening to this great technique that you're just sharing with all of us. And it's one of those things that I use with pain management as well.
Fantastic. And I understand, because let me fill the audience in a little bit. Fabio is a colleague of mine, a fellow clinical hypnotherapist. And we talked about it, about showing up on the show today, because he just went through major surgery, major dental surgery, without the use of any chemical anesthesia. They used only mind-body approaches to achieve the same kind of anesthesia that a doctor would achieve with chemicals in order to be able to have that kind of surgery. So, Fabio, tell us a little bit about that experience. What, first of all, what was the surgery, and then how did you achieve that?
Okay. The surgery was a dental implant on one of my lower teeth. I give a little bit of background as to, I suppose, what was the reasoning for me doing the surgery without any anesthesia. The main reason was around trying to show that there's a specific thought that a certain amount of people in the population can't and receptive to certain hypnosis phenomena, and people like analytical and very logical. And I am one of those persons, and what I wanted to do is really prove that phenomena such as anesthesia and analgesia are possible for many, many people. It's an option that's available for many people out there. So with that in mind, I spent 2 weeks preparing for the operation. I used a variety of different techniques, such as gait control theory, visualization, and disassociation, mm-hmm. to hypnotize myself to achieve that anesthesia, that depth of anesthesia on my jaw.
Wow, that's crazy. So, Fabio, the process that I'm taking the listeners to today is the process of association, of anchoring, of a positive feeling. Do you think that's something similar to where you were able to anchor that state of dissociation, that state of I don't feel anything, and actually recall that feeling, sort of like tightening up your fist like we're doing with these people right now? Is that something that you were able to recall at will when you were at the dentist office, or how does that work?
Exactly. So the whole concept of the gait control theory, it's allowing certain impulses to go through your neurons and others to be blocked. So if you think of the pain receptors, the way the pain moves through your receptors, it goes through the small fibers, and then the general one goes through large fibers. By using these techniques, the body stops the gate that pushes the pain control through, out there, in your case, with the exercise that you're doing, the positive, the resourceful emotions to follow through instead.
That's fantastic. So as far as the actual experience went, you know, when you were in the dentist chair about to get surgery on, tell me a little bit about what was going through your mind, and how easy did you find it to actually get into that state where you didn't need anesthesia for the doctors to start operating? That's fascinating to me.
Yes. Look, it was very interesting for me as well, being in the other side of the chair. It's great experience to be able to see it from a patient's perspective, and I got a huge amount of learnings. From a patient perspective, it was really surprising, because under normal anesthesia, you feel your jaw going completely numb, feels quite swollen, and utilizing hypnotherapy, you just look completely normal. Now, the only difference is that when the incisions happen, it just feels like pressure, like light pressure on the skin, which was, to be honest, very, very hilarious for my dentist, because he couldn't believe it. He was completely flabbergasted by the possibility of being able to utilize these tools.
I bet it sounds amazing. So it's something where you feel the sensation, like you know that something is happening, but you actually don't feel the signal of pain. Is that what I'm understanding?
No, that's absolutely correct.
That's fantastic. Absolutely
correct.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Fabio, for calling in. We're cutting off the show in just a couple of minutes, so I have to finish up. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you being a guest on today.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon, bud. Excellent. Well, how cool a story is that? So that's a story. That's a moment in which you could use this idea of tightening up your fist. So let's finish up our association exercise just so you'll have that to take away with you. So bringing back some great feelings, great memories. Let's do the one that is broad one more time, where all these things are just coming into like a vat, and you're just mixing in all these great feelings, excitement, happiness, love, whatever all those great positive feelings are inside of you, and noticing where they are inside, noticing how they move around. Just feel them. Just allow yourself to really feel them and notice where they are. Make them spin, make them move a little faster and a little faster and a little faster. And I'm going to just keep talking like this, and you just let them move faster and faster. The faster I talk, the faster they move. The faster they move, the better you feel. The better you feel, the faster they move. And they just become so good, so strong, that it make you feel so amazing inside. Everything is just awesome. And then go ahead and tighten up your fist nice and tight. Your right fist nice and tight. Looking at those feelings inside your hand, allowing all the feelings that you had inside to flow down your body into your hand, into your fist, holding them nice and tight, and then releasing them. As you are feeling so good, now you know that you can use that fist at any time. And you'll think about me, which is a plus. Every time that you're feeling not so good, you just tighten up your fist and you go, man, that guy Juan on the radio, he actually is helping me feel good right now. And that's all I want, is for you to feel better about anything else that might be going on in your life. So I want to give you a quick offer. In case you want to call in and have an actual session, a private session with me, I would love to do that. And I will. What I want to offer you is a $50 off of a session, an introductory session. Your first session is usually about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half with me in my office in Solana Beach. Or I can do it over Skype if you are a little bit further away. And what I want to offer you is $50 off if you call within 24 hours and you book your session with me, and you mentioned the Dr. Marvin Show. The number to call to book a session is 858-461-9861. It's the same number I gave you to text me earlier if you wanted that free audio program, which you can still do, by the way. Number again is 858-461-9861. You can email me your name and email, or you can call me and set up a session, and I will be happy to do a free consultation for you. And then we'll book a session where you'll begin to make all these great changes in your life. So the Center for Natural Dentistry is available all the time to help you with your dental issues. Please give them a call. They are right in Encinitas, and Dr. Marvin and Dr. Stacy take fantastic care of their patients. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. And remember, anytime you can just tighten up that fist and feel great. And I'm signing off.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.